kibyustis. The worst thing could be is you find out the Eved is a ganef. Or Rashi says, kibyustis means going of the foshers. He kidnaps people. For at the Gemari Giyu, the locher is as good or called a good mekach. That's not called the mekach toys. Because the person has to know all of avodim are that way. If you buy an Eved, you have to know he's going to steal and he'll even kidnap you also. That's all part of the game if you buy an Eved. So that's not called the mekach toys. Ma'ika, what's the worst thing you could say? List the mezuyin. That maybe the guy's an armed robber. And that you don't think about, that would be a mekach toys. Oy muchtav l'malchus. Or else maybe he was sentenced to death by the king. And that you didn't think about. So the more that also would have to be afraid about, is that the kohen maybe bought such an Eved. Because hani kol islu. Such a thing, if the guy is an armed robber, or the guy was already sentenced to death by the king, it has a kill. So everybody knows about it, so Mela, when you buy a stam Eved, he's not one of these two, therefore it's always called a good Eved, and therefore it can eat truma. For the marmichti, according to everybody, she doesn't eat truma, what's the difference? He can benayu kibble. Let's say the husband accepted, no matter how much mumim she has, he accepted her. So if the reason is nishum mumim, she can eat truma. But if the reason is she'll give it to her brother, she can't eat truma. Mosav holach. The case where the father gave over her to the shliach of the Baal. So he didn't see her yet. So therefore, sinful, maybe there is. But I call Bonham to give it to her brothers and sisters. There you don't have. All right, we'll stop here. You're holding more on daf nun ches am nalaf. Then this top gemara just said again, the chiluk by an eved, that if a koyin buys an eved, the eved's ladi truma. And we're not afraid, maybe the Kohen will find out something's wrong with the Eved, and like fire him, and he's not the Eved of the Kohen. Because the Gemara says, the worst could be is he could be a ganef, or else he'd be a kidnapper. So the Gemara says, everybody knows that. When you buy an Eved, stam avodim, steal and kidnap. What do you want to say? The worst could be is maybe your Eved, punkt, is a list of mezuyin. Maybe he's an armed robber. And that you didn't expect. Or muchtav l'malchus, maybe it was an Eved that was written already to the king to be killed. So Gemara says, "Hanu kol islu." Such avodim, everybody knows about it. So since they all know about it already, you heard about it, and if you took the eved, obviously you want him. So therefore, there's no chash if a kohen buys an eved, he's gonna he'll free the eved. There's no such chash. He knows who he's getting. He'll keep him. Now the Gemara says, "Michti bein lamar layochlo." Like, what's the difference in the two reasons why an arusa, a girl that only had a kedushin, to a kain, she can't eat truma? Whether the reason is because she'll give it to her brothers or her sister, or else because she'll give it because the husband, the simfon, that maybe b'shas nesuyin, the kain will see she has a mum and a body, he doesn't want her. The Gemara, what's the difference? According to both reasons, she's not going to eat truma when she's an arusa. So Gemara says, yes, there is a nafkamina. Ika benayu, the Gemara says, kibul. Let's say the Kohen is Mekadish's wife, he only makes Erisin, but he's Mekabal, he accepts upon himself now, no matter what type of a mum is on her body, still I'm going to keep her. So then, if the Shash Wash can't eat Trumas Mishum Simfin, we're not afraid, the husband said no matter what, he's going to keep her. So then she should be allowed to eat Truma right away. But if you learn the Shash is, because maybe she'll call the man, she's living by her father's house, maybe she'll give her brother to eat, so we still have the Shash. Or else, Mosav Holach. Let's say the father gives over his daughter to the shliach to take her to the husband. For holach, or else the father goes along with her. So here, she didn't have nesuyin yet with the husband. So the husband didn't see her yet. He doesn't know about the mumim on her. So for that reason, she can't eat truma. But according to the first reason, we're afraid that maybe she'll give her husband, she'll give her brother or her sister truma. That we're not afraid. Since she left the father's house, we're not afraid she'll give them truma. So therefore, there is a difference what the reason is why an arusa does not eat truma. Now the Mishnah says that Rav Tafen Noimer Noistin Lo Hakel Truma. Tafen says when it comes to Zman to feed her and he didn't make Nisuyin, so she gets truma. And the locher is that Noistin Lo Hakel Truma, if the husband wants to, he could feed her completely truma. Now is the time when the husband has to feed his wife. So even though sometimes she's in Nida and at that time she can't eat the truma, still Rav Tafen says the husband doesn't have to worry about this. Let her sell it and get money and buy chulin. But the husband has the right just to feed a chulin, just to feed a truma. Omer Abaye. Abaye says like this. Machlekes, the machlekes in the Mishnah is bebas koin lekoin. In the case where the girl is also a bas koin, and she's now getting married to a koin. So Rashi says, the mailer is bas koin bikihi bishmira, bishmira truma. She's used to eating truma already. She ate it before she was married by her father's house. So she knows how to watch herself to only eat truma when she's tor. Ulamaychra bimei tumasa. And she knows what it means that when she's tumma, she can't eat the truma. So what she does is she sells it to another kain, and she gets the money. With the money, she'll buy chulin. So therefore, the Atag of Tafen says, you have a right just to give a truma is only where she's a bas kain. So she's used to selling the truma. That's why the husband now has a right to feed her completely truma. Avu b'bas Yisrael l'kain. But let's say the kain now is marrying a lady that's a bas Yisrael. Up until now, she did not eat truma. Then Abai holds divrei hakel. Everybody holds divrei Rav Tafen agrees. Machs a chulin and machs a truma. When the husband has a chiyuv to feed his wife, he has to give her 50% of chulin and 50% of truma. In other words, truma is much cheaper. Like the kohen didn't have to pay for the truma, a Yisrael gives it to him from matana. So Avada, the kohen would rather feed his wife with truma. But since half the time she's a nida, and then she can't eat the truma, so the husband has to feed her also chulin.
Why can't she sell the truma?
Yeah, she could, but if she wasn't used to doing it when she was a girl, it's hard to do it. She's not used to, you know, being noy to sell it. It's a tircha, maybe she'll touch it also, she's not used to doing it. So only if she was a bas kain, she was used to it before, then we say you could give her now truma also. But if she wasn't used to doing it before, nothing doing. Yeah. So that's what Abayi says. The machlekes is only by a bas kain and not by a bas Yisrael. The Yomer Abayi says another chiddush, that the arusa, it's only machlekes by arusa. Rashi says by arusa means ubas kain, where a bas kain got married to a kain. Tohoyavi beveisavia. Since she's still at her father's house now, Torah Chaviya Limcha Truma, Bechulin Limei Tuma, Lefi Shurogu Bekach. Like when she's still in Arusa now, and she gets Truma, so in a case like we had in the Mishnah, like the Mishnah's going on, Hegiyaz Man, but talking about she's still in Arusa, just it came the time when the husband was supposed to make Nisuin and he pushed it off, so he has to give a Truma. In such a case where he's giving a Truma, here Abai says the Machlekes is by Arusa. That here we say, you can give her, Reb Tafrin says, give her truma, because she's still living by her father's house, so her father also helps her to sell the truma when she is tamei, so she'll have watit. Abu ben Nesuya, for the case where she has Nesuyin, means she left her father's house, and she's living with her husband now, Divrei Hakel, everybody agrees, the husband has to feed her, machza chulun or machza truma. Even Reb Tafrin agrees that when your wife goes to your house, to the husband's house, now the husband has to give her chulin when she's tameya. Rashi Abba ben Esuya, Shenoysen la baila mezonis bevesa, that the husband feeds her in his house, kagoin mashra ishtoy aydei shlish, in a case where the husband gives over the money to a third party to take care to feed her, the dama masnisin machzachun, we'll have a mishnah later about this, in such a case, everybody agrees, she gets 50% chulin. So Rashi says, why? Lefi shekol kvoida basmela pnima. For yaviyav yachi einu metzla shisaskar batzacher. Because it's only covered for a lady to stay at home. It's not nice for her to have to go out and sell her truma to get money for it. So when she's in Arusa, she's by her father's house, her father will take care of her to sell the truma for her, that she'll have money to eat when she's a nida. But when she gets married, now she's not in her father's house, she's by her husband. We're talking about a case where the husband is not home either, just he's having somebody else give her the money, so she's going to get truma, she'll have to go outside and sell it. That's not the covetic. So therefore we want that she herself should get truma. She herself should get chulin. So therefore if she's in the sui, everybody holds, she gets 50% chulin, that she does not have to go out and sell it when she's in either. Tanya Namiyoche, we learned like this also. Rabbi Tarfer Neumer, Neisten lo hakel truma. Tafrin Shita, the what, that the husband has the right to give his wife truma when he feeds the mezonis, only truma. He can give her 100% truma. When she's in either, she can't eat the truma. So good, her father will sell it for her, and she'll have money, she'll buy chulin. Rabbi Akiva, says, no, at all times it's always machza chulin or machza truma. At all times, the husband has to feed her 50% chulin, that she can eat when she's in either, and 50% truma that she can eat now when she's tor. Now it says clearly, b'med v'amamurim, when is this machlekes? V'bas koyin l'koyin. Only where the lady is a bas koyin, where she's rugged, where she's used to having truma beforehand, and she knows how to sell it to get chulin when she's tameya. Avol bas Yisrael l'koyin. But if the koyin now is marrying a bas Yisrael, that up until now she was not able to eat truma. Up until now she was the Yisraelis. Now when she's getting married, she could, first time she could eat truma. Everybody holds, even Rav Tafan agrees, that the husband, when he feeds his wife now, he has to pay a 50% chulin. Because she's not rogel in selling truma. She's just now starting to eat truma. So you can't afford to give her truma when she's in nida to tell her to take care of it and sell it. She's not going to know how to do it. We're afraid she'll touch it, she'll eat it. So therefore, for sure, you have to give her chulin when she's nida. And when she's Torah, then you can give her truma. Now, Vaita the Bright Sefta says, when is this said, the Machloikas Rebbe Akiva and Rebbe Tafrin, the Arusa? Again, only Kozaman, she's an Arusa, she's living by her father's house. There, Rebbe Tafrin says, the husband could feed her completely truma, and the father will go out and sell the truma to let her eat the chulin. Ava v'nesuya, but in a case where she has nesuyin already, where she's living with the husband, and now the husband is not home right now, so if she's going to get truma, nobody's there to sell it for her when she's in Ida, is divrei hakol, everybody holds, machza chulin or machza truma. That's for sure the husband has to feed her now 50% chulin. She doesn't have to go out and sell it, but she has the chulin teat. So the clearly, like Abaye is saying, there's enough in the Tosefta, like Abaye says. Tadata Rav Tarfon says the husband has the right to give 100% truma, that's only with two conditions. That first of all, she was a Bas Kohen, and secondly, she's an Arusa. Right. Rabbi Yehuda ben Besero Oimer, Noisnin lo shte yodoy shel truma, v'yacha shechulin. You know, when you give a truma, you have to give her like two thirds, two yodas, two portions of truma, v'yacha shechulin. So Rashi says, if you do em noisnin lo, let's see, you give her what, shte yodas, two portions of truma, v'yacha shechulin. We have Yehuda v'aymer, noisnin lo hakol truma. No, you can pay your 100% truma. V'hi moicheres, and she herself has to go and sell it, and with the money she gets, she'll buy herself chulin. So Rashi explains, what's the difference between Reb Yehuda ben Meseiro and Reb Yehuda? Rashi says, Bein Reb Yehuda Reb Tarfin Ika. According to Reb Yehuda ben Meseiro, it's Poshet. He's saying you have to give a chulin. And when you give her the truma, you have to give her two portions of truma. Now Reb Yehuda says, Noisim la'akel truma. They can give everything truma. So Chur Reb Yehuda is saying the same thing like Reb Tarfin. They're both saying the husband has the right to give her 100% truma. So what is Reb Yehuda saying different than Reb Tarfin? So Rashi says, "Bein Reb Yehuda l'Reb Tarfin ika, dila Reb Tarfin sava noisten lo truma kedemes noiseha." If you're supposed to give her $100 worth of food, you can give her $100 worth of truma. V'afo pishem tzricha l'chulin. Let's say when she becomes a nida, she's going to have to sell this and buy chulin, or bo limcha truma, and demay truma magim likach ben chulin. If she sells the truma, she can't get that much money for it. Because truma, who's going to buy it? Only a kohen. A kohen's not going to pay so much money for it. He would rather get it from Atana. Shrei yikarame minat truma. Shakol kaitzim aleim. So kids, if she's going to sell the truma, she's not going to have enough money to buy a chulin. Well, Rabbi Yehuda, noisten lo truma kishir. Now, according to Rabbi Yehuda, when you give a truma, you have to give her a lot of truma. Kishir shem boyes likach machta chulin, letivchas min demei machta chulin. Avotarach mechira mutla le limcha loses tachas chulin. Now, according to Rabbi Yehuda, he's saying a bigger chumra than Rav Tarfin. Now, according to Rabbi Yehuda, even though the husband could give her 100% worth of truma, but he has to pay or give her extra amount of truma, enough that for the time when she's in Ida, that she's going to have to sell the truma, you can't get such a good price for the truma. So you have to give her more truma that you'll get enough money by selling it in order to buy enough chulin to live on. That's the Yehuda's Chiddush. Reb Tarfin says no. You have a right to feed your wife the truma, and that's all. Give her the amount of food she needs in truma. When she becomes a nidi, she's going to have to sell it, and she can't get enough money to buy that amount of chulin. It's so tough. But according to Reb Yehuda, they'll know, when the husband gives her truma, he has a right to pay her only truma, but he has to give her an extra amount that when she will sell it, she'll have enough money to buy the amount of chulin that she needs. That's Reb Yehuda's Chiddush. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel Oimer, kol mokom shehuskara truma, noisen lo keflayim b'chulin. Also like that. That any time you have to pay, you could pay a truma, you have to give her twice as much as you give a chulin. Because it's not worth that much, and she's going to have to sell a truma in order to have money to buy chulin. She's not going to have the money, So you have to give her double amount of truma in order that she'll sell this double amount of truma, and then she'll get enough money to buy the amount of chul that she needs. Now the Gemara says, "My benayu." What's the difference then? So the Gemara says, "The gevanayu tircha." What's the difference between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon? The Chur are both saying the same thing.
Like we just got finished saying that according to Rabbi Yehuda also, you have to give her enough truma that she can sell it when she's in Nida and get money in order to buy chulin. So the Chur, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon are saying the same thing. So Gemara says, no, Ika benayo tircha. The difference is about tircha, the bother. In other words, according to Rabbi Yehuda, true, you have to give her enough truma that she could sell it and get chulin, but she has to try it and sell it at the best price possible. She has to take bother out, matriach herself, to try and get the best price possible. Vashenkim Shimon Gamliel says, no, you make it easy for her, and you give her kefalayim b'chulin, double the amount of chulin you give her in truma. In other words, she doesn't have to go and try and get the best price possible. She could sell it even at a cheaper price. As long as she sells the truma in order to get the chulin, that's enough. So Shimon says we have to give her more truma in order that she doesn't have to try and get the best price possible. Even a cheaper price also, it would be good.
Right. Then the Mishnah says, Hayovam eino maicha betruma. In the case where her husband died, and now the brother, she falls to the brother for Yibum, even though both brothers were Kahanim. So halacha is though, if she didn't eat truma yet by the first husband, she can't eat kol zaman she's a shemeres yavim. Like kol zaman the yavim, the brother now, did not marry her, it's not his wife, so therefore she can't eat truma because of this yavim. My time, and what's the reason? The pasuk says, kinyan kasvoy. Bas Yisrael could only eat truma, she's a kinyan of the kohen has to own her. Amar Rachmona. Vai kinyan the yachavu. Over here, what happened was, she was married to his brother. And his brother died. So she's not kinyan kasvoy of the brother anymore. And now the one that's alive, he was not miyabim her yet. The old din zika shemeres yavim is, because of the first kedushin she was married to your brother, she's zokuk to you, you're supposed to go and marry her. But before you marry her, she's not your wife yet. So therefore the yavim has no din to give her truma. No matter how long she stayed by the yavim, even if they're there for 12 months already, kol zaman the yavim, the one that's alive now, did not make the kinyan, didn't live with her yet, he can't give her truma. Then the Mishnah says, also saw shisha chadoshim b'fnei abal. Let's say she ate those 6 months. No, she was 6 months by the first husband. Now the first husband made kedushin, erison. And we said the minig is they used to wait 12 months. So she was 6 months by the first husband, and then he died. Even though she's now 6 months by the yavam, still she can't eat. So Gemara says, and the Mishnah says a few cases where she was almost 12 months by the first husband, only one day by the second. Or else the opposite. Mazhashta b'fnei habal. Omar teloi, madach, you're telling me where she was. Kama 12 months by the first husband. She doesn't eat truma. B'fnei hayavim iboi. Like for sure, when she only ate, like she was only by a few days by the first husband. And now she's a long time by the yavim, so what? We just got finished saying the yavim, no matter how long she's a shemeres yavim, no matter how long she's waiting to have the mitzvah yibum, the yavim can't feed her. Because he didn't marry her yet, it's not his kinyan. So what's the Mishnah telling me, Yechidish, that even though she was only 2 days by her first husband, and now almost 12 months by the second yavim, she doesn't eat. Pshita. Was Enachanami. Zu v'yein sorach leim azukatani. Enachanami. The fact that she does not eat from the second brother before he made yibum, that's the first chiddush, that's pshita-like. It's not called his kinyan yet. He didn't make kedushim with her yet. The chiddush is, though, the first chiddush, that even though she was already 12 months missing one day by the first husband, and then he died, so I would have thought now one more day by the second brother is enough to make it like she finished the 12 months by the first husband. That's the chiddush, now nothing doing. That as soon as the first husband dies, it's pockets, finished his kinyan. She can't eat because of him, he's mace. Who should she eat because of? She's a Bas Yisrael, she can't eat truma. Who should she eat from? Because of the yavim now, she's a shemeres yavim, but kolzman, he doesn't make yibum, he can't eat. Then the Mishnah says, Zu Mishnah Rishayna. This was the first din in the Mishnah that when you're supposed to make nisuyin, they make up a date in 12 months we'll make nisuyin, and it comes the date, and the husband cancels the date, doesn't make the nisuyin. The Mishnah Rishayna held that from then on the husband has to feed his wife, and if he's a kohen, she's allowed to eat truma, even though they didn't make chuppah. And the Mishnah Achrayna, the Lochras know that Kolzman, they didn't go the chuppah yet, even though he canceled it, he doesn't have to feed her. Now Gemara says, my timer, what's the svar of the Mishnah Achrayna? Why do they say she can't eat truma until they make chuppah? Amar Ula v'teimer Rav Shmuel bar Yuda mishum simfon. I tell you, the second Mishnah holds that the reason why an arusa can't eat truma, because we're afraid maybe the husband will find later she has a mum on her body. He doesn't know her yet. She's only an arusa. He didn't live with her yet. We're afraid when they make the chuppah, the nesuyin, he'll find out that she has a big mum on her body, and he's not going to like her. The kedushin will be batel mafreya. So that's the Mishnah Achrayna saying that nothing doing. Even though the 12 months went by, and he cancelled the nesuyin, but Kolzman, he didn't live with her, he didn't make a chuppah yet, she can't eat truma. That's what the Mishnah Achrayna holds. So Gemara says now, Bishlei Malula is very good according to Ula. That Ula learned before, what's the reason why an arusa does not eat truma? Kemaisa shem yimzig la kois b'vesaviyah. I tell you, the Mishnah Rishayna, first the Tanoim held, the reason why an arusa cannot eat truma is because we're afraid maybe she'll give it, the truma, to her brother, to her sister. Since an arusa still lives by her father's house, she doesn't move into the husband's house until they have nesuyin. So therefore, Kolzman, she's living by her father's house, we're afraid to let her eat truma, we're afraid she'll give it over to her brother, to her sister. Mashenkin, once it comes the time to make the nesuyin, even if he cancels it, halacha is she now goes and lives by him, or at least he has to be miyachad, a special house. So from then on, there's no more chash, she'll give truma to her brother, because she's not living by her brother anymore. That's the svar of the Mishnah Rishayna. That first they held that that's the reason why the rooster can't eat truma. We're afraid if she's eating it in her own home, she'll give it to her brother. Then it's good, once it comes the time to make the nesuyin, from then on the husband has to like support her and give her own house to live in. So she's not by a brother and sister, we're not afraid deli truma. That was the Mishnah Rishayna held. And what does the Mishnah Achrayna hold? No. Well, Basraisa, what does the Mishnah Achrayna hold? Mishum Simfon. Later door, the next Tanoim held, no, that's not the reason why she can't eat truma. The reason why an arusa can't eat truma is because we're afraid maybe the husband, the first time he lives with her, will find out that she has mumim on her body, he doesn't like her, and it'll be a toyes to kedushin. That's why she can't eat truma. Said, so what do I care if the day of the chasme came? But he didn't make it. He didn't live with her yet. So what do I care that he's supposed to set the room aside for her? So what? There's still a chash of Simfon. So according to Ula is very good.